Thank you for calling Therapy World. This is Darcy speaking.
Oh, hi, Darcy. It's Narelle Bully. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. I'm just ringing about the invoice for that just came through from Jack for his report for Adam.
Yeah.
Normally I would claim this. Basically, I've only got $600 in his float, so I can't pay that. There's not enough money to pay that in his out of Adam's float.
Yes.
What I've done before with Beck's report is I claimed it through NAS first, and then when I got the funds through, I then paid the account. But I can't do that with this account because it's for part of it is a date that's in advance and NDIS won't let you do that. So do you want to wait until after the 10th of September, or do you want to split this invoice into the two dates that have occurred and then do the 10th afterwards?
Let me just pull up.
Do you want the invoice number?
Calendar. Oh no, that's okay. I can pull it up here. Which one out of the two dates was the one that you're unable to claim for at the moment?
For the 10th of September, because it hasn't happened yet. An NDIS won't let you claim for something in the future.
I actually have a feeling that, I'm so sorry, that actually shouldn't be on there because he only did 3 hours of report writing. I think that was one that we had scheduled in the future before he was able to complete it this week. I can actually delete that one and then resend it to you. So it would only be the 27th and the 29th that he completed for 3 hours altogether. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's easy. I can claim that tonight and then pay it on Monday.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. My apologies for that. It's somehow
okay.
I'll resend it.
All right, then. Thanks, Darcy. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye.
Bye.